Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back, 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no organization or person, pound for pound, does more for small business than the SBEcouncil.org organization. Karen, thank you again for all the hard work that you do. You keep small business owners right at the table where all these things are being debated and discussed and passed that help or hurt us in Washington, D.C. And in state houses around the country. Thank you for the hard work that you do. And I encourage you to go to their website and read the things that they're doing, see what they're up to, the hard work that they're doing. And I also encourage you, as I have done many times, to support them financially. You don't have to do a lot, but anything that you can do to help the SBE Council keep small business on the front burner in Washington is a good investment. And Karen, again, thank you for that.
Oh, Jim, thanks so much. Yeah, we really do need folks' support because there's a lot of issues brewing up on the Hill right now. We think we have some positive momentum on a number of issues. And, you know, these are the type of things that we're doing right now that small businesses really need in terms of building certainty, in terms of access to capital. And so we do have a goal for our organization between now and the end of the year to increase our membership base by 20,000 new members, which would be an increase of 20% in our membership base. So, we have a big push going on between now and the end of the year. I really would love to have people join us as supporters, sbecouncil.org. We have different levels, but even small donations really make a difference.
And you take credit card. But also, do you have PayPal? Do you guys do PayPal?
We do. Mostly, it is a credit card, electronic.
Yeah, okay.
We have credit cards.
So you might want to look into the PayPal thing. A lot of people are doing that. Hey, Karen, I want to go back to something you mentioned in the previous segment about the progress that's been made, and I want to congratulate you on the part that you played in this, and that's getting these trade agreements with South Korea, with Colombia, and with where the other one was. There were three of them.
Panama.
These trade agreements have been languishing in the House of Representatives for years, and they finally got through, and I'm so glad. I'm assuming, has the president signed them actually now, Karen?
You know, I don't think he has yet. He's on the bus right now.
Oh, geez. So I thought he signed this. You know, folks, we got these things are no-brainers. These are our allies. South Korea, Colombia, Uribe, President Uribe deserves a trade agreement just for how he's fought off the drug wars down there. I mean, and of course, Panama is a big partner of ours. We need these are no brainers, aren't they, Karen?
They are. I mean, you know, after it passed the House, we did. You know, it was heralded, you know, by the president of South Korea when he was here. But these have been languishing for a very, very long time. And the U.S. really is losing its leadership role on trade.
Mm-hmm.
We've always
That's
been
right.
a leader on trade, cutting trade agreements, promoting trade around the world. And it just is tremendously important for our economic growth. It's not only about big business. It's also about
small
businesses. Because 97.3% of all identified exporters are small businesses. And you know, if big
about a third of all export dollars are small business dollars too.
Right, and in a recent study by the Business Roundtable, they found that new trade agreements generating $1 billion in new exports for U.S. multinationals boost their input purchases from small businesses by $174 million. So there's more contracting opportunities for businesses with large corporations when they're growing and they're more selling of their goods and services abroad.
This is one of those identifiable steps that can be taken to increase job growth in America, folks. That's another reason why they're no-brainers. Another thing, and thanks again, Karen, for the work that you guys have done on helping make those things happen. But you got to finish the job. We got to get the president to sign those things. Karen, another thing you've been tracking is something I predicted 3 years ago, and that was that over this recovery, to the degree that it has been one, I predicted that startups were not going to play as big a part in this post-recession economy as it has in the past, and that's come to pass, hasn't it?
Oh, it has, unfortunately. And, you know, there's been a number of studies that have tracked that over the last couple of years. I mean, certainly Ray Keating, our chief economist, he's yep. followed the numbers and has seen, you know, the troubling trend in terms of the household survey that has been done and the number of small businesses that basically weren't being formed. And then Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, they came out with a study this week as well that showed that startup activity is at its lowest level in 25 years. And, I mean, this is horrible news, as you can imagine, Jim, for our economy, because we mm-hmm. do count on these businesses to create the jobs in our economy, number one. And number two, I mean, they are the future big businesses. They are the innovators. I mean,
well,
this is
Karen,
what adds vibrancy to our economy.
In 1989, I was downsized the second time in 18 months. So mm-hmm. essentially, for 5 minutes, I was unemployed. Mm-hmm. After 5 minutes, I started my own business, and I created one new job.
Mm-hmm.
And before long, I created another one, and before long, I created more than that. And so that's how it works. And so we need these startups, but there's a lot of headwinds against startups. There's limited capital availability and all that. So you know that's gonna happen though, Karen. Over the next 12 to 24 months, the startup activity will improve. When we come back, folks, I want Karen to talk about President Obama's jobs bill. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.